It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
Thank you.
Dumbass.
Brought to you by purplefuels.com. When you see a dumbass in the news, send it to dumbassnews@chazandajinthemorning.com.
Yeah!
Pat Oates, super comedian, joining us. He has a book out. It's called How Not to Suck at Comedy, available on Amazon.
There you go.
He stole his soap. First headline. It's happened in Kentucky. Mason Tackett unexpectedly had a gun pointed at him when he confronted an alleged burglar. He talked about it on local TV.
Officials say meth is on the rise, and as a result, so is crime.
Must have been a bad batch around here because Floyd County's went crazy in the last 4 days.
Neighbors notified Mason Tackett that his cousin...
So this is not a parody.
No, this is for real.
This is a real person.
Yep.
All right.
Real guy.
Neighbors notified Mason Tackett that his cousin, Philip Matthew Higgins, was seen carrying items from his house.
When I finally got down here to the house to look see what happened, the door was standing wide open. It looked like he was packing up for a yard sale when he came out.
And that is when he confronted Higgins.
He was lying, throwing his hands and saying stuff like, I didn't do it, you know how rogues do. And blaming
how what?
On
rogues?
Rogues do, yeah.
You know how they do.
Yeah.
You know, they always do that.
It sounds like before the guy even said, you're stealing my stuff, he's like, I didn't do it.
Right.
And he's holding all this stuff in a box like he's going to a yard sale. I didn't do it.
Yeah, he's not very good at it.
The box just landed in my hands.
That's the darndest thing.
I didn't do it. You know how rogues do. And blaming on everybody else.
The confrontation took a dangerous turn once Tackett found items belonging to him.
He did pull a gun on me when I got back around the house because I guess he thought I was upset with him.
Items not normally the target of a would-be burglar.
Who steals a cheese grater?
He actually took a cheese grater. He's holding it.
And he holds it up.
I'm like, oh my God, really?
So he either mistook it for a cowbell and he's going to a concert.
Or maybe to grate down his meth.
Right.
But I wonder how many other things he listed, but the great editor, whoever put that piece together, just took that cheese grater part.
I thought it was a loofah for the shower.
Right. I need it for grandma's feet.
Exactly. Penny. Right.
I also like the news guy's voice because he's trying to hold back his bumpkin being a news guy. Yeah. He's like, in local news, meth is bad.
I thought he said math at first, and I was like, yeah,
it's on the rise.
His math is bad, too.
Who steals a cheese grater? He's got the worst Lysol. He stole an empty bottle of spray.
Wait, hold on.
An empty bottle of Lysol spray.
Oh, that's great.
Wow.
It's empty.
What got me the most was my soap. He stole my soap.
He stole my soap. Stole my soap.
He stole my soap.
I was finally going to use it this year.
Like, what's it going to do with soap?
They use it in the black market.
Soap.
I was going to sell it to another state.
A cheese grater, an empty can of Lysol, and soap.
Right.
I don't know. What can you possibly be doing with all that? Sounds like a good Saturday night.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
He doesn't strike me as the MacGyver type.
No.
He stole my soap.
Stole my soap.
Stole my soap.
See, I don't know timers on the phone or how to make meth, so I don't know that one either.
Yeah.
I don't know if you need that stuff.
Who steals soap?
Philip Higgins is charged with receiving stolen property and being a convicted felon with a firearm. In Turkey Creek, Sean Allen. WYMT Mountain News.
Mountain News.
Right Turkey there. Creek says it all.